This is a recording of Mary Beek, one of the coordinators of the Adoption Research Initiative, talking to Nina Bihal, the director of the Children and Young People's Social Work Team at the Social Policy Research Unit at the University of York. They're discussing the Adoption Research Initiative study that Nina led, which explored the characteristics, outcomes, and meanings of four types of permanent placement. It's a study that compared carer adoption, stranger adoption, and long-term foster care, and also described the early implementation of special guardianship. And it helpfully provides some new data on which children might benefit from each type of placement.
Okay, so Nina, tell me what was for you the most rewarding aspect of this research?
Well, I think the part I found most rewarding, most enjoyable, was the interviews with the children and their foster carers and adoptive parents. And it was just really, really fascinating being able to explore with children how they felt about living in their foster families, living in their adoptive families, their own story of their lives and what their day-to-day life was like. And also how much, particularly for the children in settled in stable foster care, how much they did see this as a family for life and a settled family for them that was going to be there for them long term. Obviously, it's too early for us to know whether that would work out, but that's how they saw it, and so did their foster carers, and that was very, very encouraging.
Mm, yeah. And what would you say was the most powerful finding from the project?
Well, for me, the most powerful finding was that the children who had managed to successfully settle in stable foster care were as likely to be doing well in terms of their, you know, their well-being in the present and the outcomes at the point at which they were in their lives as the children who'd been adopted. And I think that's an incredibly encouraging finding, because it shows that although, of course, there are lots of concerns about the care system, it can actually be extremely positive for many children where things do work out well.
Mm. And if you had to choose just one key message from the research, what would it be?
Well, I think it would be that care should absolutely not be viewed as a last resort. And this study shows very clearly that care can be a very positive experience for children who need it, children in extreme circumstances who can't live at home, can benefit enormously from being looked after, just as they can benefit from being adopted. Of course, being looked after doesn't give children the legal security of adoption. But in a context where adoption, although it may be desirable, isn't going to be possible for every child. Some children may not want it. In some cases, the strength of ongoing relationships with birth parents may preclude adoption. And to know that in those cases, children have as good a chance of doing well as adopted children is very, very encouraging. Mm.
And thinking of the messages for particular audiences, would you say there are particular messages for the family justice system?
Well, I think to reiterate what I've just said, that they should not view care as a last resort. And also, I think they should consider the impact of late entry to care on the chances of permanence for children. Our study and other studies before it have found that the later children entered care, the less likely they are to be adopted, have a chance of adoption. And also we found that the later children entered care, the less likely they were to settle in stable foster placement. So I think the implication is that courts must avoid undue delay, perhaps through, you know, sequential assessment of prospective carers, of relatives, and must, you know, move to timely decision-making about permanence.
And any special messages for children and families, social workers?
Well, again, quite similar messages, because we know that from this study and others that longer exposure to abuse and neglect in their families for children can reduce their chance of finding a stable placement. And this study also showed that late entry to care was linked to much worse outcomes in terms of mental health and educational progress. So again, social work shouldn't view care as a last resort and should think much more clearly about timely and effective decision making, both about entry to care and about planning for permanence.
And anything different for adoption services?
I think the specific thing for adoption services would be to really think about making use of care at adoption, which is can be very successful for children, just because it's building on well-established relationships where the carer and the child already love each other. So there's a very good chance of success there. And I think we should really be making more use of that where it's appropriate. I think another key message for child and family social work is regarding the issue of ongoing support. We found that over a third of children in stable foster care and over a third of the children who had been adopted had really high levels of support needs, quite serious mental health difficulties, problems at school, a range of quite serious emotional behavioural problems. So while both adoption and long-term stable foster care can be immensely beneficial for children, a certain number of those children and the adults caring for them are likely to have ongoing support needs even after the children have been settled for many years.
And what about future research in the field? What do you think should happen next?
Well, I think we really need to know more about longer-term outcomes of adoption. A lot of the older studies that have looked at this weren't based on samples of children adopted from care. They're often children who were relinquished as infants, and there's a real need for a study of longer-term outcomes for children adopted from care. We also need to know more about adoption breakdown, why it happens, how, in what circumstances, what we can do to support adoption better. And I think thirdly, the third really outstanding issue for me would be to tease out that very difficult question that no one, as far as I'm aware, has managed to answer yet, about how far it's the difficulties that children bring with them into care, or is it being in care itself that produces the poor outcomes? We really don't know that, and what's needed is a prospective study of looked after children to answer these sort of questions.
Lovely. Thank you very much.